Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Denise Schaefer, the Programs Director for Sitka Homeless Coalition, and Andrew Hinton, the Executive Director for the Sitka Homeless Coalition. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you both here on this cold morning. Actually, really kind of lovely that it's cold because it's in line with our topic today. I feel like it's an important time of year for people who are experiencing housing difficulties. And we're actually here to talk about your Shelter Sitka campaign. So I just want to start with, what is that?
Absolutely, Brooke. So our Shelter Sitka campaign, we've done this for a few years now, and it's our annual effort to raise funds and awareness to support our work. So we have a number of events coming up throughout November and December to engage the community in what we're doing and to learn more about what we are working on.
Okay, great. So that leads us to what is the work that the Sitka Homeless Coalition does? Andrew, maybe you can answer that.
Yeah, most definitely. We're doing a lot of things, and we do it with the support of the community. We're a really grassroots organization. One of our big projects has been Hit Kisani. For folks that are unaware, that's Sitka's first permanent supportive housing community. That's up at the end of Jarvis Street. If you haven't seen it, we've been developing homes, which are designed as tiny homes, and those are specifically prioritized for folks experiencing homelessness. We've made so much progress, I mean, even in the last few weeks, but over the course of these last year or two. Those 12 residential units are slated to be completed this month, November 28th.
Amazing. Yeah. And then there will be a ribbon cutting, which we'll talk more about that later. But that's a major part of the work that the Sitka Homeless Coalition does. But there's so much more. And as the programs director, Denise, I think you could talk more about what are the other things the Sitka Homeless Coalition does.
We do so many things. Yeah. And it's all really incredible. And it's all completely possible because we are a grassroots organization. And we have such engagement from the community. Especially from our volunteers who make our programs like the dinner program possible, which happens every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Shout out to AC Lakeside because we just wrapped up 11 months of continuous operation with them. And now we're shifting over to Subway to give them a bit of a break. So our dinner program is an incredible opportunity to, because, you know, food security and housing security go hand in hand. And so that was something we started a couple years ago, and we're continuing that effort to help Sitkins get access to food. We also operate a showers and laundry program, and that's been longstanding, and that is made possible by volunteers. And we have also put in some effort to do some office hours programs. And basically, an SHC staff will be at the library on Tuesdays from 1 to 4 p.m. and at the public health office on Thursdays from 1 to 4 p.m., and anybody presenting need can come by. We can help them navigate some services and get them enrolled in our coordinated entry system, which is essential for consideration for Hit Kisani and making referrals to other resources in the community, and gets those who are enrolled in that system have access to being on a prioritization list wherein once a month direct service providers come together, go through that list, and try to coordinate resources for individuals. And then finally, we've been operating a winter shelter for the past 2 years, and it's very evident to us that even with these 11 units going online in December, we will still have a strong need for a shelter in Sitka. And so we are planning to operate that in January and February of 2026. And that is why Shelter Sitka is so important this year, because our budget and staffing capacity is being prioritized for Hit Kisani, but we know that the shelter is a necessity. And so every dollar, every volunteer is so essential to being able to operate the shelter program this year. And if we are able to get enough support, then we can extend the operation into March.
Okay, amazing. And I think that's really important to hear. For many of us, we might think the Hit Kisani is going to sort of resolve the issue, but that's only 12 units, and there are people who maybe have intermittent housing issues or temporarily need something, or the units are not enough for the number of people potentially. Yeah. So this is still something that's needed, the overnight shelter, the emergency shelter in the winters.
Absolutely. I mean, our numbers, our first year were 19 individuals, and then last year we had 26 individuals, and only 5 people came both years. So we had 21 new people come last winter.
Wow.
And we've had people presenting need that are new to us as the Sitka Homeless Coalition almost every week. And so it's very evident that there are people who will need this shelter.
Okay. And so what the Sitka Homeless Coalition needs is donations of money to help that shelter stay open and to help the other programs that, that you've just mentioned, Denise, but also donations of time. So how do people get involved, whether financially or with their time? How can people donate?
Yeah, for folks that are interested in getting involved, a good place to start would be our website, sheltersitka.org. If you're interested in volunteering, you can connect to us through there. Also, if you're interested in making a financial contribution, you can do so as well. You can also find us on social media. If you're looking for us in person, there are a couple places. We'll be tabling at CMART from 4 to 6 p.m. this Thursday, November 6th, I believe.
Yes.
And then once again on November 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. And then we have some events coming up, one of which is related to Hikisani, our ribbon cutting, which will be our big event for the, one of our big events for the year. And that'll be on December 13th, which is a Saturday. So mark your calendars.
And that will be out at the location.
That'll be out at the location. Yeah, that'll be an opportunity to come and see the work that we're doing and the work that we continue to do. I mean, our services are provided all around town right now, but we do have a second phase to that project that's also going to begin immediately after this first phase, which will be a services building on site, which will sort of serve as a hub of services for the Sitka Homeless Coalition, for folks that are living at the site as well as for folks that are in our community experiencing homelessness.
Amazing. Okay, so people could plan to come out on December 13th for the ribbon cutting and plan to give then. They can give ahead of time starting now through the website or see perhaps the two of you or someone from the Sitka Homeless Coalition at CMART on Thursday the 6th and Thursday the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. And that's at CMART. And then let's see, social media. There's a Linktree link that you can find on social media.
Yeah, that's in our bios on social media, there's a link there that'll take you to many links, including PayPal, Venmo, our website, and a volunteer interest form.
Great. So many ways to give. Oh, and the volunteer interest form. So, right, folks who maybe are not able to give financially right now but would like to be involved and give in other ways, fill out a form, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a volunteer interest form that's on our Get Involved webpage. And we are especially looking for people who are able to commit to volunteering once a night this winter or once a week this winter for our shelter program. And okay. So especially if you're interested in doing that, reach out.
That would be kind of like an overnight.
An overnight volunteer role. Yeah.
Great, great. Let's see. So I guess there's a couple other events coming up that I'm sure you both will be there, that there could be donations given then as well. One of them is the Project Homeless Connect. Can you remind listeners what that is and when that will be?
Yeah, that'll be this Saturday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, and that'll be from 11 to 1. That's an opportunity for folks in our community. If you are in need to access the Sitka Homeless Coalition and also access clothing and other resources, that'll be made available there.
Great. And a hot meal, too. You can hang out and get resources and food. And and then just another sort of mark your calendar event is December 21st. And what's that, Denise?
Yeah. So December 21st is winter solstice, and it is also National Homeless Persons Memorial Day. So we are going to be planning an event for that day as kind of a celebration towards the end of our Shelter Sitka campaign and also in memoriam of the folks that have passed away in Sitka and across our country while experiencing homelessness. So stay tuned for some details on that event. We're amidst planning that with our volunteers.
Okay, great. So lots coming up and lots of ways to get involved. One more time for folks who do want to get involved. What's the website again, Andrew?
It's sheltersitka.org.
Okay, great. Well, I have been speaking with Andrew Hinton. He is the executive director for Sitka Homeless Coalition and Denise Schaefer, the programs director for the Sitka Homeless Coalition. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.